I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, June 10th. Russell Park and Quincy Center will be closed to traffic for over 2 months this summer to allow for two major construction projects. Fox Rock Properties of Quincy says Russell Park will be closed from approximately 18 Russell Park up to Hancock Street. Drivers heading to Hancock Street will have to make a U-turn where the median splits, and drivers from Hancock Street will have to use Whitney Road. Fox Rock will be redeveloping the former Masonic Temple into a restaurant and six-story apartment building, and the former Citizens Bank building into a six-story apartment building. Fox Rock said the road closure will take place from June 27th through September 2nd. There is a new lieutenant on the Quincy Fire Department. Douglas Trude was recently promoted from firefighter to lieutenant during a swearing-in ceremony at Quincy City Hall. Trude's wife, Jenna, had the honor of pinning on his badge. Trude is a 5-year member of the Quincy Fire Department. He credited his fellow firefighters and senior officers for the training that helped him receive a promotion. Fire Chief Joe Jackson says Trude will initially be assigned to Engine 3 on Washington Street in Quincy Point, then be assigned to fire prevention at headquarters. The annual Quincy Firefighters Memorial Service will be held this Sunday at the Firefighters Memorial at Mount Wollaston Cemetery. Ceremony begins at 9 a.m. The public is invited to attend. In a unique partnership between Quincy College and neighboring Eastern Nazarene College, a limited number of students enrolling in Quincy College's nursing programs for the academic year coming up will be eligible to live in a dedicated housing area on the ENC campus. Up to 40 Quincy College nursing students will be able to apply for ENC housing and flexible meal plan options at rates well below rental housing costs in the region. ENC has set aside a private access floor in the historic Monroe Hall for Quincy College nursing students. ENC will also provide them with access to ENC's campus parking, the Nice Library, and exclusive access to a study lounge. Quincy College will provide limited free shuttle service covering the 2 miles between its downtown President's Place location and ENC's Wollaston campus. Students currently enrolled or applying for acceptance into Quincy College's 10-month practical nursing certificate program or 2-year associate in science and nursing degree program are eligible to be considered for the ENC on-campus housing program. A 38-year-old man was killed in a construction accident in Boston yesterday morning. Jim Chaffee Jr. from Westfield was the driver of a flatbed truck that delivered large blocks used for street paving to a parking lot in the Seaport District. His father said he had stepped out of the truck when he arrived and was standing by the driver's side as it was being offloaded. That's when he was somehow hit by the blocks. Last month, an accident at a demolition site in South Boston caused critical injuries, and in March, a worker was killed in a garage collapse in Government Center. So far this year, 15 people have lost their lives on the job in Massachusetts. According to the safety advocacy group MassCosh, the group says that is on pace with 62 for all of 2021, which was a 38% jump from 45 fatalities in 2020 when the pandemic hit. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu said her office will be in touch with OSHA inspectors who were at the site yesterday after that accident. A Mansfield woman has been indicted on a second-degree murder charge in the death of her boyfriend, Boston Police Officer John O'Keefe. A Norfolk County grand jury indicted 42-year-old Karen Reed for second-degree murder, motor vehicle manslaughter, and leaving the scene of a collision causing death. She is expected to be arraigned on the new charges today in Norfolk Superior Court in Dedham. O'Keefe was found dead in a snowbank outside a home in Canton after a blizzard on January 29th. Investigators believe Reed had just dropped him off at the home when she hit him with her car and drove off. Reed was arrested in February and pleaded not guilty to manslaughter charges. She has been free on $50,000 cash bail. Millions of taxpayer dollars were wasted by the MBTA for a short-lived software program that was supposed to improve much-needed transportation for older people and those with disabilities. The new software was expected to help the T's ride program and make it easier for customers to book trips online and improve performance. In the end, it slowed the service, caused a lot of stress on customers, and cost the cash-strapped T millions of dollars. The T blamed a change in the ride's booking software to a company called RouteMatch for many of those problems. When on-time performance dipped to 85%, the T scrapped the new program and switched back to its old software. That mistake came at a huge cost, over $1.9 million, which included almost $50,000 in legal fees to get the T out of the contract. Many customers voiced continuing frustration with service during a recent meeting of the Rides Transportation Access Group. One customer complained about vehicles arriving that aren't big enough for those in need. Since they switched back to the old software, on-time performance has improved and missed trips have decreased. The T plans to improve their other technology as well, but leaders say that's still a couple of years away. The state Senate yesterday joined the House in voting to override Governor Baker's veto of a bill that would allow immigrants in the country illegally to obtain state driver's licenses. The override vote was 32-8, more than two-thirds majority needed to trump the veto. The measure will take effect July 1 of 2023. 16 states and the District of Columbia already have similar laws. The new law is a win for immigrant rights groups that have long pushed for the measure, framing it in part as a public safety measure, saying that the people will have to show they can properly operate a car and get insurance in the event of an accident. Bakers opposed the idea of allowing those in the country illegally to obtain driver's licenses, saying it would require the registry to issue state credentials to people without the ability to verify their identity. Both chambers had initially passed the measure by margins wide enough to override a Baker veto. Under the new law, those in the country illegally could apply for a driver's license if they can provide the registry with a foreign passport or consular ID document. They'll also have to provide one of five additional documents: a driver's license from another U.S. state or territory, a birth certificate, a foreign national ID card, a foreign driver's license, or a marriage certificate or divorce decree from any U.S. state or territory. State legislature has begun the race to legalize sports betting before the end of the current session on July 31st. Yesterday, the conference committee began trying to reconcile the major differences between the Senate and House versions of bills that would legalize sports betting in Massachusetts. Many significant differences between the House and Senate bills need to be resolved, with the House bill in general being far more lenient and generous towards gaming institutions. One issue is that the House bill would allow wagers on college sports. The Senate's would not. The Senate bill has strict rules for sports betting marketing, as well as the use of credit cards, which are not in the House version. One of the biggest differences between the bills is the proposed tax rate for revenue from in-person bets. The House bill would set that tax rate 12.5%. The Senate bill would set it at 20%. The gap is even wider for the proposed tax rate for online and mobile bets. With the House setting a rate of 15%, the Senate would like to see it at 35%. Senate President Karen Spilka has long been reluctant to legalize sports betting. However, she says she would have voted in favor of the Senate bill if it had gone to a roll call vote, precisely because it had so many measures to mitigate the risks and harms of problem gambling. Oh, with the Celtics just two wins away from their 18th NBA title, the city of Boston making sure fans can watch Game 4 together tonight. City announced it's hosting a free viewing party on Copley Square Park for Game 4 of the NBA Finals against the Golden State Warriors tonight at 9 p.m., tip-off time at the Garden. Boston took a 2-1 series lead Wednesday After that 116-100 win in Game 3, fans are encouraged to bring a picnic blanket or a chair tonight. The city didn't host any watch parties for Game 3 because of the weather, but did so for Games 1 and 2 at Faneuil Hall when the Celtics played in San Francisco. Check of business news. This morning, stocks pulled back. The Dow is down 638. The NASDAQ dropped 332. The S&P fell 97. Shares also lower in Asia. The dollar's down. The euro's up. Oil at over $120 a barrel. Sports. Angels beat the Red Sox on the West Coast 5-2 last night. Boston will be in Seattle tonight at 10:10. And, of course, Game 4, Celtics, Golden State at the Garden, 9 o'clock. Celtics leading the series 2-1. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Beautiful today. Sunshine, high of 82 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy, low 54. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 80. Scattered showers Sunday, high 78. Monday, some scattered showers, high of 80. With a boater, waves 2 feet, a west wind gusting to 20 knots at times. The high tide, 8:16 a.m. Sunrise, 5:07, set at 8:19. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, June 10th.